This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot that I want to talk about tonight. I mean, seriously, I really do, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with us. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can also buy my book. You can join the Patreon, my politically incorrect posse. You can buy it. Just head up there during the break, and you can check out what we got going on up there. All right? And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. I appreciate the time that you hang out with us, that you get involved in the conversation. That's the other thing. I want you to get involved in the conversation. You know, and the reason I say that is that I watch what you write. I watch what you type. I see what you guys are talking about, and it helps me drive the conversation. You know, sometimes I miss something that you guys catch, which I think is really cool. Let me run this. I think this would be fun. You know, this is about the FISA memo. Pay attention. You need to know about this.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
Are you asking, did I wiretap Donald Trump? Of course, I did it.
Hello? Hey, Barack. Sorry, we have to investigate you on this wiretapping thing.
But you know I didn't do that.
I know, but we still have to investigate it. Otherwise, it'll look like I'm just mentally unstable.
Where did Trump get his info? From the CIA? From the FBI?
Where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What?
Google. No, I'm just kidding. Facebook, whatever. I mean, seriously. I get the biggest kick out of the fact that the only... yeah, and I'm sure I hear about that, too. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of it. You know, we're just constantly being bombarded with all the negativity. And it's like anything you do that might be considered, anything that someone does that might be considered whole. I just had this conversation with somebody today. Normal, whole, traditional. All of a sudden, that's bad. Right? I mean, trans species is acceptable. But praying is bad somehow. Now, Ben Carson has recently been attacked. You know what for? You ready for this? For having White House Bible studies in the White House. Right? And he declared, I mean, he opens up and he says, look, I'm not going to stop being a Christian. And here's the sad part about this. These people that are attacking him, I'm going to tell you how stupid they are. They keep attributing separation of church and state to Jefferson. Jefferson attended church that he created in a federal building, on federal grounds. He had the U.S. military band playing hymns. Okay? You should do your homework someday. And don't go to the atheist sites. But do your homework someday and read the letters, read the words, read the correspondence that Jefferson wrote to other leaders about religion, about Christ, about Christianity. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson relayed a defiant message to an atheist group attacking him for attending a Bible study at the White House. He writes to them, "I will not stop being a Christian while in service to this country." The conflict began after reports surfaced detailing weekly meetings of President Donald Trump's cabinet secretaries for a Bible study. Now, Carson regularly attends the meeting along with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, and Energy Secretary. No wonder they hate these people so much. No, seriously, for those of you who do study the Bible, right? The Bible says, Jesus says a half a dozen times, they're going to hate you because you love me. They're going to hate you because you're doing what I want you to do. They're going to hate you because you believe in me. So no wonder there's all this hate going around for these people. The atheist group, Freedom from Religion, The atheist group, Freedom from Religion Foundation, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Now, how do you have ethics without God? And somebody's going to tell me, yes, you can. No, because here's the thing. Without God, there is no one higher than yourself. You decide what ethics are. You or a group of your little buddies, you decide what's right and what's wrong for everybody else. There is no single place to go. There's nobody higher than yourself. So they're suing HUD and Carson for not reimbursing them for the Freedom of Information Act request through which information on the Bible studies were discovered. Well, I didn't have to do a Freedom of Information request. It was all over the news. Not just the news, it was on Facebook and Twitter and other places. I didn't have to go digging. The FOIA request sought to see if government resources had been spent to fund the Bible study. Hey, watch this. Listen, watch. If they had the electricity on, who do you think was paying for that? Ah, yes, that's right. You were. And so was I. If they used a piece of paper or some ink from a pen, you or I were doing that. But guess what? I got some bad news for you. They actually have Bible studies at the Senate. They have Bible studies at Congress. They have Bible studies all over the place on federal property. And the Supreme Court has said, if you would finally do your homework, it's fine and it's legal because they don't exclude anyone else and they're not the only ones that can hem. You want to have a satanic Bible study? Have at it. I'd like to see who attends. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend on the air and in the chat room and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You know, you help the show stay on the air in your area. No, we're not going off the air Tuesday at 5. I'm just saying it helps defray costs, okay, when you get involved. And so for the price of a cup of coffee at one of those expensive places, you can be part of the politically incorrect posse. And you find that at the website. Again, I appreciate the time you guys spend with me, more than you know. And I love it, and I love it when you respond, but I love it when you push back, believe it or not. All of that I very much appreciate. So you know how seriously I take our freedom of religion. And frankly, your freedom not to be religious. I'm okay with that too, believe it or not. But what I'm not okay with, I'm not okay with the constant barrage of you trying to take away my rights to pray. My rights to believe what I want to believe. And for a group of people that say that, you notice I say that, say that you care, that you're interested in what we believe, that you want us to have freedoms too, I don't believe you. Not for a second. Because you don't do anything, like you guys in the Freedom for Religion Foundation. You don't do anything to protect anybody's rights, but you go driving into a town. You don't like the fact that the sign, the town sign or what have you, something in the town, first thing you drive in, looks like a cross. Okay, and maybe it's a cross with a list of the churches that are in town, but it's on government property, and you go out of your mind. You lose your cotton picking mind. And it's not a matter of just losing your mind. You're just driving through the place. That sign's been up there for 50 years. Nobody's complained about it, but you don't like it. So you little city slicker, you're going to tell somebody that's lived there all their lives that have no problem with it, never been offended by it, you're offended driving through their town. And so you want the sign removed. Well, I'm offended that you won't believe in God, that your brain can't handle God. Maybe we should remove your brain or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when do I get equal rights to you? To yours. When exactly does that come about? So now, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, a few other groups, are suing HUD because they want reimbursed for what it cost them to find out about Bible studies being held at the, I guess it was at the White House, where some cabinet members were involved and what have you. So nobody was being forced to go. This is the problem they're going to have. Nobody was being forced to go. Okay? They want to know if staff is being pressured into going. So for every FOIA request, there is a standard fee if the information request is not in the public interest or related to the agency's operations. HUD charged FFRF and the other group a fee for the information that they requested and the groups want it returned. Lawsuit claims that HUD charged for the FOIA request because the document is likely to cast the agency or HUD Secretary Ben Carson in negative light. It's terrible. Isn't it? Just terrible. Ben Carson weighed in himself on the lawsuit on Facebook. He said, there's no wrongdoing here. There's nothing wrong with what we're doing. He said, I refuse to be intimidated by anti-religious groups into relinquishing my spirituality or religious beliefs. One of the principles of our nation's founding is the freedom of religion. I'll not stop being a Christian while in service to this country. In fact, it's my faith that helps me serve the nation. And he's right. It's Christian faith. It's your faith as a Christian that will help you move through these things, or want to help others. Carson's post was liked by over 31,000 and shared over 8,000 times. There's more. The Freedom for Religion Foundation and the Citizens for Responsibility of Ethics in Washington are apparently filing a lawsuit against HUD and me. This is his full post. Alleging that they're being treated unfairly because they're required to pay a standard fee when requesting information through the Freedom of Information Act. Because it's regarding my participation in a weekly Bible study for cabinet members. They are fearful that a lot of beverage or bagels might be consumed at the expense of taxpayers. And that staff may be forced, are coerced, into participating in religious activities against their will. Well, you know what? They don't have a problem with it when you're asking judges, or you're asking people working for organizations to have to give marriage licenses to same-sex couples against their will, right? You just saw some of the lawsuits under Obama that came forward where people were being forced to perform abortions if they wanted to keep their jobs against their will. So you're okay with this. This is why I say you're hypocrites. You don't want equality. Equality is the furthest thing from your mind. You want control. And you don't want a little control. You want total control. You want total control to tell us what to think, what to think is right, what to think is wrong, how to think it. But if you think, if you even have a hint, if you even think it smells like we're trying to tell you how to think, you have a fit. So again, I say, your colors are showing. I'm loving all this craziness going on. I really am. I never believed for a moment that some of these people, you knew behind the eyes that they hated you because you were a conservative Republican. And if you're a conservative Christian Republican, my God, that's like strike three. You are done. Carson goes on to say that I'll not stop being a Christian while in service to this country. In fact, it's my faith that helps me serve the nation even better. The relentless attacks on my spirituality of our nation must be resisted. Must be resisted. That's a resistance movement I could be part of. We are not like everyone else, which is precisely the reason that we rose so rapidly from obscurity to become the most powerful and free nation in history. We sometimes smugly say that we won the Cold War with the Soviet Union, but it was Joseph Stalin, the Russian tyrant, who said the United States could be destroyed from within by eroding three things: our patriotism, our morality, and our spirituality. All three of those have been under attack for years now. You guys need to decide whether you're going to push back on this or not, whether you're going to let this continue or not. Let's not. Let's support Ben Carson and your other brothers and sisters. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. I'm Joe Mastigo, your host. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's a dozen or a gazillion other shows that you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. And I mean that sincerely. I really know that you could be... There's a whole bunch of shows out there. I hate to say it. Some probably better than mine. You know? But I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, that story with Ben Carson that we did in the last segment. The reason that stuff bothers me so much is, again, it's not a matter of being honest. It's not a matter of being fair. It's not like somebody truly is physically harmed from hearing anything to do about God. I mean, look, if these guys who are so, and they're powerful men. They're very powerful men, right? When these guys have to do their duty, when they have to preside over things, or they have to make policy, you want to make sure that these guys are truthful and honest and that they have a higher power that they know that they have to deal with, that they should or have to be afraid of, or have a respect and a love for. So I don't know if you guys heard. I've heard this before. I heard this, and I won't say I didn't think it was a big deal, because I did. But we've heard it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And some of you just don't believe it. I don't think you don't believe that people actually think this way. But I got to tell you, my little world or my little town, after talking to some real progressive Democrats, they scare me. They scare me because they come off so sweet and nice and everything else. But you know what they're doing. You know what they're trying to do. And nobody really believes it because they kind of think, hey, nobody would really do that. And they're quick to throw up Hitler and Hitler-esque type of things. But think about something. Hitler knew if he got the youth, he had the country. There's a certain group of people that are going after the youth, aren't they? And they've got the youth believing that communism or socialism is better. So years ago, I think it was a year ago or so, Democrat Governor Richard Lamb, speaking to a bunch of Democrats' plans to destroy America, not support, because they don't believe that this country is running right. They don't believe this country is what it should be. They have different plans for this country, which is really funny because they can't figure out that the reason they can even plan and talk, and this audio can be out there, video slash audio can be out there, and these people not be arrested is because of that Constitution. And that's the only reason they're allowed to get away with what they get away with.
I would like to share with you my plan to destroy America. If you think, and some do, that America is too smug, too rich, too self-satisfied, not diverse enough, too white bread, I have this plan. Toynbee, you know, said that all great nations rise and they all fall. And he said, and the autopsy of history is all great nations commit suicide. So here's my plan, 8 parts. Number one, I'd make it a bilingual, bicultural country.
Hey, bilingual, bicultural. You know what's really funny is when the kids used to come over on the boat to Boston, and I was in school there, we taught them English. The nuns, yes, I went to parochial school, go figure that one. The nuns paired us up with one of the kids to teach them English. Because you couldn't buy, you couldn't sell, you couldn't do anything if you didn't understand and speak English. And it was a way for them to succeed.
Bilingual, bicultural country. History shows us that no bilingual, bicultural country lives at peace with itself. There's not one, I believe, that doesn't exist with an incredible amount of tension and conflict, if not...
Tension and conflict, right? You keep the people questioning each other. You keep the people not at peace, but at conflict, and you can't come together. You just can't make it work. Look, you can joke the South and the North, and, you know, we don't speak the same language. They weren't speaking the same language either, but... When on 9/11 we got attacked with a whole different animal, the country came together. Well, the real country came together, and we're willing to work with each other. We're willing to help each other, even with our differences.
Like, if not civil war. My second part of my plan would be to invent something called multiculturalism. This would be 2 parts. Number one, I would say that all cultures are created equal. It would make no difference and make it impossible to talk about such things as culture. And the second one is that I would really try very hard to make people continue their cultural identity. I would replace the melting pot with the salad bowl. My third part of my plan would be to make the fastest growing demographic group...
Think about that. He's going to replace the melting pot with a salad bowl. Well, what's the difference? See, the melting pot, everything comes together, adds its own flavor, and enhances each other. In a salad bowl, you retain, right? You're totally different, and you retain your individuality. You never really come together. You might be sitting in the same place, but you don't come together. And I remember growing up as a kid in the 70s, and even my Italian ancestors would talk about how America was a melting pot and that we all came together for the same things. We could keep our cultures. We could keep, you know, some of our history. But ultimately, we were now Americans and we did things the American way. You have watched that deteriorate and go away.
With the salad bowl. My third part of my plan would be to make the fastest growing demographic group in that country the least educated. I would add a second underclass to the first underclass, unassimilated, undereducated, antagonistic, and then I'd have 50% of them drop out of school, not graduate from high school. The fourth part of my...
Now think about that. You keep them ignorant. Why? Come on! You guys, have I ever taught you this already? You know, you go back to the days of slavery, right? And the Jim Crow laws were all about keeping them in slavery. And it was against the law to teach a black person how to read. It was against the law to educate a black person, because if you educated them, there was a good chance they could figure out how to get out of their situation. There was a good chance they'd eventually rise together, figure it out, and be free. So we want to keep them ignorant.
My plan would be to get the big foundations to fund, and big business to fund these efforts with lots of money. I would invest in ethnic identity and victimology.
You know, I always make fun of the words they make up as they go. But think about what he's doing. Think about what's happening today and think about what he's talking about. The core foundation of this country may be cracked, might have some chips in it, might be missing some pieces, but we can take it back. We can fight back. We need to stop talking about how we've lost certain things, and we need to fight back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
I would get them to think about their lack of success was only the fault of the majority. I would start a grievance industry.
Oh, I wish I had bought stock in that, because look at how that's working out. Everybody has a grievance. Everybody has an irritant. Everybody has got something to complain about. And you have to make it right for them. They might be the only one in the room. They might be the only one in the county with that particular issue. And we have to make it right, because that one person can't be put out.
The fifth part of my plan is I would develop dual citizenship. I would promise people actually divided loyalties.
Think about that. Right, dual citizenship. You are. You're torn between two countries at that point. You actually have authority in two countries. And this is nothing new. I had a friend of mine tell me years ago, an older fellow, that he went to a meeting back in late 50s, 56, 57, 58. And he was a young guy, in his early 20s back then. And he talked about these same principles. That what they were putting forward is to make America the way it needs to be, to make America the country it should be. They had to rip apart God, family, morality. This is nothing new. You're watching it play out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best.
Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, back you go. Go ahead, I know. Yeah.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you've, you know, sent me texts and emails and that kind of stuff. Can't answer them all during the show because I only have, you know, I can only read one thing and talk about one thing. We're talking about Democrat Governor Richard Lamb, and he was speaking to Democrats on a plan to destroy America. And I've seen this before, and I've heard this before, and I've actually even had a friend who said he went to a meeting back in the late 50s when he was still finding himself. He was in his early 20s. And they talked about this. They talked about the way to reshape America, to make it the country that they believed. And these were progressive communists at the time, right? Make the country the way it should be, what they had to destroy: family values, morality, spirituality. These were the ways to make the country, they thought, better. And I've always never understood that. If you want communism, if you want socialism, get up and move. There's plenty of socialist countries. There are communist countries. See what it's really like. And for those of you who say to me, it's never been implemented properly, I would say, how do you know? Have you lived or read about a successful communist or socialist situation? Anyway, more with Governor Richard Lamb.
Allow them to allow both for both Vicente Fox and George Bush. The sixth part, and this is important, I would place all of these subjects off limits. I would make it taboo to talk about, actually, or criticize this whole thing. I would make it come up with a word like heretic used to be 200 years ago. Let's say we'd call it racist.
Any of this sound familiar to you guys? Right? I mean, seriously. Racism. And that's what they do. They throw around racism today. So it actually gets to the point now where it doesn't mean anything. And the reason it doesn't mean anything is because the Dems have turned it into something that doesn't mean anything. Period. They use it for something. I mean, come on. We had this whole thing out of Washington State where, what was it? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were racist. And the reason they were racist was because some kids don't know what they are. So now if you don't know what something is, it means you're racist. What do you think of that? I just think it's amazing. Always have. We can't fix something. We don't even work around it. We appease whoever. Like the story I did the other night about the women. They weren't passing the test in high enough numbers. So let's not work with them more. Right? Let's lower the test. I'm sure that'll make them really feel better about themselves. Let's give them more time to take it, because I'm sure that'll really make them feel better about themselves. I never feel better about myself when somebody changes something so Joe can pass it, or Joe can do it. I want to do it like everybody else does.
And I would try to accuse anybody of this that would object to my ideas. My seventh part, then, I would make it impossible to enforce our immigration laws. I would develop a mantra, let's call it this, that because immigration has been good in the past for America, it will continue to be good in the future.
Now, is that funny? Right? I mean, we've seen all this happen. You know, this guy, when did he speak? Back when President Bush and Vicente Fox was president. So that's almost 10 years ago. You've seen this. I mean, I don't know. Maybe him and Lamb were really good friends. Obama and Oblamo and Lamb were really good friends. Maybe they went to the same classes together. Pretty sick. But we can stop it. We never stop, because the people on the right really, truly are the live and let live group. Live and let live group. We've already looked at them and gone, okay, they're whack. They're not going anywhere. Let them have their space. Leave them alone. My attitude now is, no, don't leave them alone. Don't allow them to do this. All right? Don't let this keep happening. You need to stop them. You need to get in their way. You need to be the thorn in their flesh, the thorn in their side. And don't let them get away with it. I'm not joking. I'm not telling you to get a fist fight. I'm not telling you to get physical with them. I'm just telling you, don't let them get away with it. You know, we're all looking for new things to try out. New things to be part of. And I didn't believe this at first when somebody told me that it existed and that you could do this. But I don't know about you guys. Do you know that there's a group in Los Angeles, and I'm sure there are other places too. There is a club, a group, or whatever, called the Cannibal Club. No, it's not the Cannabis Club. It's called the Cannibal Club. And it's an elite L.A. cultural group where they experiment with different kinds of cuisine to only refine palates. All right? I mean, seriously, think about this. And they only want those that come that can express an unbridled human spirit. Now, I know some of you are probably getting mad at me because now I'm judging someone. I mean, you're eating somebody's Uncle Frank. And they serve up all parts of the body. And apparently when I went looking, it's legal. So, you know, so here's the deal. And in most places across the world, cannibalism is not illegal. Right? I mean, they get around it a different way. They call it the desecration of a corpse or necrophilia. Right? And unless you actually killed that person. So, or under consent. I still haven't figured out what that one means yet. Right? But in the United States as a whole, it's very hard to get a hold of a human body for consumption. You can get a hold of it for experimentation. You can get a hold of your human body where people have offered their body up for science. And some states have laws against desecrating bodies. So you either bury them, use them for science experiments, or you cremate. Right? There's law firms to protect you from this. Right? There are cultures across the world that this is okay with. They actually feel like they ingest the spirit of that particular person or what have you. Scary, though, isn't it? But in L.A., you can actually go to a place called the Cannibal Club. Okay? Now, they just say it's taboo because we've been brought up that way. It's taboo because we've been brought... But we eat all kinds of meat. There's no spiritual / godly... look and feel for these people. It's or part to this. They see it as no different than us eating, the animal world. Right? And when you go looking at the... sick. Every week they change the menu. I'm not trying to make you sick, but I want you to hear what they're serving. And it's not like a... Anyway. So on this week's menu, this week specifically, is penne pasta with meat sauce. All right? I mean, imagine if you're the one cooking this. I'd love to know what that... I shouldn't say that. I wouldn't. I'd love to know what it smells like, but I don't want to know what it smells like. Then is sirloin steak. 8 ounces of steak. With fresh garlic, sautéed onions, and our in-house Worcestershire sauce. Liver and mushrooms. It's a kind of a Russian version of pierogies. But it's baked rather than boiled. And then last but not least, it's the second last. This placentia lasagna, an otherwise traditional lasagna with one layer of cheese substitute by minced placenta. I don't even get that. And then it's covered in garlic, onion. I'm sure I'm making you hungry, right? Can't wait for the show to end so you can go eat. And then there's Mrs. Lovett's meat pies, a delectable pot pie, and a genuine puff pastry crust with locally grown vegetables and tender strips of meat. I'm Joe Messini. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, look, I thought I'd leave you on an up note. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messini, your host. They're real. You need to know about them. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Hey, God bless. Thanks for being with me tonight. Really appreciate your time. And tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Send them to the website. Bring them back to the show. We're here Monday through Friday. Hope you are, too.